Hare Krishna. We may be unloved, but we are never unlovable. When we go through our life journey, sometimes we may feel lonely, sometimes we may feel rejected. Sometimes, especially when our relationships don't work out so well, or somebody neglects us, rejects us, we may feel unloved. Especially with respect to small children, their two parents are too busy in their own lives, and the children feel unloved. Now, we may, by our past karma, go through situations in our life when we may not get the support of others. And when that happens, then it means that actually, we just see that as something which you have to tolerate and pass through. But unfortunately, this happens to children, and this can happen to adults also. When children, when their parents when they have no time for them and the parents neglect them, then children don't just feel unloved, they feel unlovable. Because they think there's something wrong with me, because of which my parents don't give time to me, because of which others don't give time to me. And feeling unloved causes distress. But feeling unlovable can cause devastation. No, feeling unloved can cause distress, but that's temporary. That feeling of unloved will come, it will go. But feeling that we are unlovable can devastate us, it can cripple us, it can paralyze us. So, how can we avoid such paralyzing, such crippling? When we turn our heart from the world to above the world, to Krishna. When we understand that we are eternally the parts of Krishna, and no matter what happens, Krishna is always there in our heart with us. And He's always there because He loves us, because He wants to guide us, because He cares for us. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in 18.61, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati Brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudhani mayaya. So he says, I am there in the hearts of all living beings, and I am guiding their wanderings in this world. He doesn't say that I am in the hearts of only the pure, only the devoted, only the pious. He doesn't consider other living beings unlovable. And he says, no, he loves everyone. Time and time again this theme comes. Surdam sarvabhutanam. In 5.29 Krishna says that, I am the well-wisher of all living beings. And when we understand this, when we understand that Krishna is the well-wisher of all living beings, then what happens? Gyatva mam shanti mrichati. Understanding that Krishna loves us, Krishna wants the best for us, that brings peace. Shanti mrichati brings the supreme peace. Of course, we need relationships in this world, and we need to find people with whom we can connect in this world also. But sometimes when those connections don't work out, we shouldn't think there's something inherently wrong with me. Yes, we may have to do some adjustments. We may have to change some of our behavioral traits, some of the ways we deal with people. That is all practical. But essentially, you should know that we are parts of Krishna. Krishna always loves us. And nothing can make Him stop loving us. No matter what anyone says about us, no matter even what we do, nothing and no one, not even we ourselves, have the power to make Krishna stop loving us. Krishna will never consider us unlovable. By understanding this, meditating on this, and by internalizing this, we can always be imbued with the power of and presence of Krishna's love within our life. To move forward, even if people don't reciprocate, we fix our eyes on Krishna. Krishna, how can I serve you in this situation? How can I express my love for you in this situation? And even through the situations when we are unloved, we can march forward confidently, even acting lovingly and relishing a deeper, richer, sweeter reciprocation of love with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.